USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Negotiators from Congress and the White House are narrowing their differences on a sweeping $1 trillion plus economic rescue package. Talks went on through the evening last night and started once again early this morning as Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said everyone is working very hard to make this happen. And senators from both parties using McConnell's GOP offer as a starting point. Preliminary Senate votes are set for tomorrow. McConnell said the goal is passage by Monday. The GOP plan aims to pump billions into $1,200 direct checks to Americans and billions into small business loans to pay idled workers during the global pandemic. The White House President Trump welcomes the stimulus plan, believing it is needed to stabilize the economy. This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.